Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 288. Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome to episode 288. Yeah, it's wow, 12 more to go, right? to 300.
Woohoo! I love 300. It's a great
you
movie.
Love three. Oh yeah. I know how you feel about that. Yeah, 300. So, yeah, this is if you're a first time listener, it's a welcome. It's a it's a podcast that we do. Ray and I talk about stuff usually of the bear persuasion, or we talk about events and anything gay or non-gay, sci-fi, whatever we talk about. Yeah, whatever we talk about, right? So, how are you, Ray? What have you been up to this week, last week?
Not much. Sit at home most of the week, working on website and stuff like that. Went to a Halloween party at Patrick and Jody's this weekend. It's very nice. Had a good time. So,
do you have pictures?
They're pictures on Facebook.
It's on Facebook? Okay, I have to check on that. Yeah, I'll grab some for our album artwork. So how many went? How many went to the party?
I had a good little crowd there. I didn't count. I wasn't paying that much attention. There's a little group there and just hung out, kind of hung around the fire pit, ate a little food, talked, drove back in from South Dallas.
From South Dallas. What was the what were you wearing?
I wore my vampire costume.
Oh, along with makeup and everything?
Yep, did the whole nine yards.
Oh, I haven't seen that picture. Oh, I want to see that.
We didn't get any good close-up pictures of it, so, oh well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, send me some close-up pictures so I can see.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We didn't take any close-up pictures.
So. Just group pictures. Oh, that's fine. I'll try to.
My dumbass threw my vampire teeth away.
Oh.
I had my teeth in. I had the teeth that fit over your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
That give you the pointed ones. and they started coming loose about midway through the night, and I just finally took them out, and I wrapped them in a napkin and put them in my pocket so I wouldn't lose them. Right before I left, I had a bunch of tissues in my pocket from where I'd been keeping makeup rubbed out of my eye because it kept running, getting in my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And I just pulled them all out and threw them in the fire pit.
Mm-hmm. What kind of vampire is this, by the way? Vampire, classic vampire, or... Twilight
I'm
vampire.
I'm always classic.
You're always classic. Okay.
Yeah,
you know how it is with the True Blood, and we have the pale face. And
I just wore a costume, put the things on. I wasn't that. I wasn't that in all working out. Which am I? An Anne Rice vampire, am I a Twilight vampire? And I was just like, I put a damn costume on, put some things on, and did I get to suck anything? No.
I'm sorry you didn't get to suck anything. No victims that evening, huh? Mm-hmm. How many all went? How many all went in the party?
I don't know. There's a bunch of them there. I didn't count.
Mm-hmm. So that's James and Justin's party, right?
No, that was Patrick and, Jody's.
Patrick and Jody's, because there's another one this coming weekend. It's James and Justin, that's right. Wow, Patrick and Jody's, awesome. I haven't been to there. To their place before.
So, it's not far from you.
Yeah, is it? Okay. Okay, so what was the most bizarre you've seen, costume-wise? Over there, in the party. Or were you
there was a cool costume, but I'm not going to talk about it because I'm stealing the idea for this weekend. So.
Well, people are going to listen to this. Well, we didn't do it. Well, that's right.
That's right. It'll be out for next weekend.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we can probably talk about it next week since it's going to be the real Halloween.
And there'll be a bunch of costumes out Saturday night, so we'll get all kind.
Yeah, that's good. Well, that's pretty early. It's pretty early for you guys because there's a lot of people having parties next week, so they might as well have a party last weekend, I guess.
Yeah. You had a party in San Francisco, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, not really a party. I was in San Francisco last weekend to visit family, to see my mom. It's her birthday. It's her 75th birthday. So.
Wow, 75 years old. She's like a day over 20. Uh-huh. Damn Asian.
Yeah, she's looking great, of course. And of course, we took her out, ate dinner out, you know, Filipino food and everything. And oh my God, I really ate so bad. All those pancit egg rolls and adobo. Oh, we ate a lot. And we really did not eat healthy at all. So this week, I think I'm going to be vegetarian this week. Just to catch up on my health. But yeah,
Nard the rabbit.
Yeah. It was fun. I was there hanging out with my brother and my sister and my niece. And, just found out. Oh, okay. Do you know anyone who's homeschooled?
That's homeschooled?
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to several of my friends that knew people that did it. One of my best friends from high school, she was doing it at one time, and she said, screw this crap. She said, I like getting rid of them at the day. She said, trying to teach them and keep up with them, and all. She's like, yeah. She got to stop it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's okay to say it in the podcast or anything, but my niece is getting homeschooled, so I'm worried about that. What do you...
Well, I guess it depends, you know. Actually, I do know somebody that got homeschooled. My cousins homeschooled her kids because they kept having problems in school.
Oh.
And she said, okay, I'll homeschool them. Which I was like, what? You didn't even graduate high school. How in the hell are you going to homeschool somebody? So that was about 5 or 6 years ago. So I'm probably all, sure all her children are at the trailer park, knocked up, walking around, drinking beer, mm-hmm. putting another log on the hot tub, you know.
Yeah.
So,
it's kind of, I don't know, because I keep imagining this episode of South Park, you know, the homeschooled kids, and the girl got wild, all slutty and wild, and the boy was all nerdy and became an outcast. I don't know, I just feel that, you know, my niece is going to be the same way. I'm afraid. I'm just afraid.
Well, I understand why parents do it. I mean, I just think that I would hope that the parents are decently educated themselves. I don't think you have to be a college graduate or anything. I think, you know, because there are a lot of smart people out there that did not go to college. But, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot to do. I mean, the good thing is there's all these support groups out there now because a lot of people do homeschool and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting connected with those and doing stuff with them, you know, that's what my friend said that helped her a lot. Mm-hmm. But she said it was tough because, you know, they still have to take the test. And if they're not passing the test, then I'll let them be homeschooled. So,
yeah,
or at least that's how it is in South Carolina. I don't know how they do it here in Texas. I know it's different in each state. So,
yeah. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. And I'm just afraid. So, listeners out there, just let us know. I mean, let me know. Email me nard@bearpodcast.com if you know of anyone, reactions, positive or anything negative on homeschooling.
Yeah.
So I'm just afraid. Anyway, so
I think maybe when kids are younger, it might be okay. Personally, I feel that if when kids are younger, it'd probably be good to keep homeschooling, you know, get them trained good in the basics and stuff and everything. But I think at a certain age, you got to start sending them out there so they can get used to the world because, you know, if you keep them sheltered, then, you know, all of a sudden something happens and you decide to send them in high school when they're 15 and they get stuck with all this kind of craziness and never had to deal with people and never had to interact and stuff. So, you know, but I mean, I don't think you can isolate the kid just homeschooling. I think it's one of those things where it takes a lot. I think homeschooling involves a parent like way so much to an extent that it has to be a full-time job for that parent to do to homeschool that child or children. Because, I mean, there's still all the social things that you have to do, and I think you still have to, you know, get them involved in softball or whatever, a little Little League or whatever you can do, you know. So there's some social outlet, so they know how to relate to other people.
Yeah. So, well, I guess my sister's a pretty good judge in what needs to be done. So I guess it's just hard. I mean, it's just hard for – I just feel – for my niece that she might miss out on a lot of things that kids on like her age are experiencing. So I don't know. So we'll see.
Hopefully your sister keep her involved in other stuff.
Yeah, she does. She does. Other, like Girl Scout and stuff. So I guess that's good.
Yeah, that's always good.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, that was the weekend. I was with my family, and I got back, and that's pretty much it. Oh, I you saw me Twitter, right? I went to church, so I kind of melted a little.
How's that? What church did you go to?
It's the one in the it's a church. It's a Catholic church. Catholic church in Oakland or Emeryville. Yeah. So okay. I was there. And okay, I feel like I'm gonna go to hell.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Because the priest was pretty cute. He's a big bear guy, bearish, clean-shaven guy. You could tell he's a big husky bear. But he's a priest. I mean, have you ever experienced that before, Ray? I mean, you know.
Well, I am a priest, so.
Oh, that's right. You don't count, Ray. Don't you don't count at all.
Have you not seen how my little altar boys?
Mm-hmm. That's right. Anyway, so yeah, I feel bad. This is the second time this happened to me. The first time was in Pennsylvania. There's this, I think he was a deacon, and my mom and I went to church. Obligatory driving my mom to church thing, and so I drove her to church and I saw this the deacon and. It was all full bearded, really dark bearded, big burly guy, and oh my god, it's like from a magazine, only with the priest's clothes. So,
yeah.
I kind of told my mom, oh, I think I know that guy. I recognize him. Really? Do you want to talk to him? No, I don't think so. No. I almost had a picture with him, but it would have been funny. So I feel like I'm gonna go to hell. Ray, I am going to hell being attracted to these bears.
Well, no. See, you should have just went to confession and confessed your impure thoughts to the priest and all would have been good. You know? Ain't that little window thing, the little thing that separates you two, if you took the little lattice out, and, you know, and the little hole and something stuck through it, then, well, it's a whole different story.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, good idea. I'll keep that in mind the next time I go to California and go to church with my mom. But yeah, it's just a funny weekend. Every weekend, every time I go to church, I see something. Yeah. Anyway, okay. So let's get on with some business. Okay. Oh God, going on 12 minutes. Anyway, okay. We have something here that we can have our listeners involved. It's actually the World Community Grid, which is actually fighting AIDS at home. It's Fight AIDS at Home. So. Okay, are you familiar with SETI?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so what does it do? What basically SETI does?
Basically, people sign up for the SETI program. And actually, I need to go do it because this computer usually sits here running all the time. Mm-hmm. And nothing's going on it. And what it does, it uses group computers to crunch stuff, numbers and all this stuff. And so, like, if you leave your computer on, and it's not doing anything, then the SETI program will detect this, and it will start using your computer to calculate stuff for them. So, so it kind of spreads all this big stuff that would take a lot of crunching on a big computer out to a bunch of little computers. So,
yeah. So that's actually a distributed computing. And we have, many out there are familiar with Folding at Home, and it's for cancer research. But this one, that we have a team now, Ray, the Bear Podcast team on the World Community Grid, which is called Fighting AIDS at Home. It's actually the same concept as distributed programming, but it's for AIDS research. Yes. So why I brought it up, because, it kind of strikes me at home, you know, because I have friends who are HIV positive, and they're all struggling, and I'm sure... You know some people too, and before I would do AIDS walk, they would do AIDS walk, and actually dedicate my whenever I do walk, do an AIDS walk, I actually tell it that I dedicate that walk to my friend with AIDS, and those are the ways I could fight. I could probably contribute, and this is one of the ways. How about you? Have you done AIDS walk before, right?
Have I done AIDS walk before?
We should do a...
I know I've given money to AIDS Walks for other people to walk. I don't think
oh,
I've
yeah, that's
it.
Right. Yeah, you're participated still. Yeah, you participated in the AIDS Walk and sponsoring someone to walk for the AIDS Walk. Yeah, so this is pretty much similar. It's fighting AIDS. It's using your computer to for distributed computing, for folding proteins, I guess, for AIDS. And it's not the only thing. It's got a lot of programs in it. It's got a lot of projects that are involved, like muscular dystrophy, influenza, antiviral drug research, and it's fighting childhood cancer, and lots of cancer-related distributed computing. And one of them is actually fight AIDS at home. So yeah, I'm running it right now. I'm running it right now on my computer. Okay. It's just my opinion. I may be a sci-fi fan, a big sci-fi geek, but you know, SETI can wait. I think SETI can wait. I think.
Oh, that's true. Well, I've never heard of any of the other programs doing it until you just brought this up. So.
Yeah. Okay. So now I'm going to suggest to you, Ray, to join our team. Everybody out there.
So how do I join our team, Maynard?
How do you join our team? What you do is you go to worldcommunitygrid.org. And sign up there and join the team. And our team is, if I can find it. Okay. A team ID is 24061. 24061. That's the Bear Podcast team for fighting AIDS at home. So we would like to invite all of you guys to join this team, you know, to, you know, help fight AIDS through your computers. So yeah, I've been testing this for some time now, and it's been running well on my computer, and so I'm pretty much contributing to fighting AIDS, and soon Ray will, and I hope you guys listening will do too.
Cool. You'll be posting all those links on the web.
Yep.
The web.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's right. So the website. Yeah, the show notes. It's worldcommunitygrid.org. Okay, moving right along. What else do we have? Oh, big news! I got a message from Steve O'Harris from A Bear's Life magazine.
And hey, Steve.
So Steve O and I were talking, and you know, he wanted to you know, to be in the show, to talk about the new gold lifestyle card by A Bear's Life magazine. So, okay, let's there's a excerpt here. So, A Bear's Life magazine introduces the ABL Gold Lifestyle Card. As a Gold Card member, you'll receive perks and discounts from hotels, restaurants, and retailers from across the U.S. and Europe. Every week, we'll be adding new participating companies to the list as your savings throughout throughout the year will grow. Okay, so what do they have? What you're gonna get with this gold membership? It's you'll get your own card, your gold membership card, a complimentary digital copy of A Bear's Life magazine, 1 year renewal on your paper subscription, yeah, monthly emails of upcoming events and specials, complimentary entry to a special ABL sponsored events. Wow, if you can actually get in some events for free, and complimentary membership to GLAAD, GLAAD, which is the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation. So I guess they're offering memberships there too, and you get a free membership if you sign up for this card. And what else? Discounts at the participating restaurants, shops, and hotels, and even apartment complexes. Nice.
Sweet.
There you go. So what else do they have here? They... Oh, my God. I lost the link.
Oh, my God, Maynard.
Oh, my God.
Okay. You get your discounts to restaurant shops, hotels, and even our new apartment rental complexes.
Mm-hmm.
They get an introductory offer. I wish we run this through HAB. We could raise some funds for charity on this.
Yeah.
I'll have to send this to the Triad and get them to look at that.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay, I see. It's another web page. Okay, so they have now Macy's, Hamburger Mary's, Humpy's, and Target. Actually, can use this at Target. Many gay guys are going to Target, right? Don't they?
Hey.
Okay, so yeah, that's That's what's going. Okay, the price they are offering an introductory price of $95 for the card before December 31st. So if you guys sign up, yeah, it'll be great. And once you receive the card, 30 to 40 days after registration, you may enjoy your discounts immediately, but your membership will begin on January 1st, 2010 and will be good for 1 year. Okay, why are we talking about this? Because...
Why are we talking about this?
Because the listener, all you listeners, please, if you have questions, do call in. We're going to have Steve O'Harris in a future podcast, and we would like to get some reactions from you listeners on this gold membership. If you have questions, what else are you gonna have? What suggestions do you have? Any reactions or feedback from you would be great, and we'll have Steve-O on board and to address those issues.
Yeah, maybe we need to get some of our viewers to write in and send us a Bear's Life card. Commercials, and we'll have to do a commercial.
Do a commercial for it, yeah.
We could maybe incorporate them and use them for Louis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we could promote it to Louis. It's coming in March. So yeah, you listeners, call 206-222-BEAR. So we would like to, collect all these voicemails and to give reactions, and we'll have and ask a question. And some would say they like the show, of course, and we really appreciate it. But we would like to get questions from you guys. It's about the Sabrina's Life magazine. What is your reaction? Tell us, ask Steve-O what else can you get as a member if you sign up for this gold membership card from Sabrina's Life magazine? Yeah, so. I'll post the links on the show notes and probably do some emailing and Twittering and posting on Facebook and MySpace. So you guys could email your suggestions or email your questions, or better yet, call the voicemail line 206-222-BEAR. Yeah. Okay. Whew. That's a long one, Ray.
Long-winded,
yeah. But yeah, it'd be great to have to get voicemails, especially now that episode 300 is coming up. So we should collect some more voicemails and play it in the show. And that's it. Okay, so moving right along, we have. Do you have a GeoCities page, Ray?
I think a long, long time ago, I played with it, but I don't think I ever did anything with it. So
yeah,
because that was like. That's back, I think, when they first introduced it, which is eons ago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? GeoCities, that was my first website ever, when GeoCities was not under Yahoo, and it was just GeoCities, and I have a website before, and I had a crappy website, I don't even know where it is right now. And it got migrated to Yahoo, and Yahoo bought them off, and somehow my pages disappeared. And there are some documents or pictures that I placed there that I can't find anymore. Anyway, so yeah, it closes this week. I think it's today, 26th. Today's the first day it's going to be closing. So goodbye, GeoCities.
Right. Well, they can't keep their email up. They might as well close everything else off so they don't have to worry about it. Or they actually go back to their core business of keeping email and search engine.
Yeah. Everything because right now, of course, with Facebook and MySpace, well, more in Facebook now, having Facebook and who needs GeoCities if you can connect? It's so web 1.0, I think, or it's very old.
Yeah.
So now it's everything's getting more updated, so it'll be great. Okay, I just wanted to mention GeoCities because it's closing. Because I remember those days. There are lots of pages before that are GeoCities and they're really nice and some articles and some very gross stuff. I think the Gore Gallery was even on GeoCities before. Yeah. So yeah, what did you put on your webpage before? Talk about 10 years ago.
That was a long time ago. I don't think I had back here back then. That was a very long time ago.
Oh, okay. You didn't have any more pages back then. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, now we have the blog. We have the podcast. Okay, yeah. So.
Back then it was kind of cool to have your own webpage.
Yeah, back then if you say, "Oh, you have a webpage," you put it in your business card, or your trick card saying, ooh, you have websites. Website. Ooh, geocities.com/slutass143, something like that. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's how people got connected to GeoCities, I guess. Or they have their own.
Yeah.
Okay, what else do we have? Oh, one more thing. You know what? We've been forgetting about this for the longest time. The Amber Benson contest.
We didn't forget about it. We remembered it last week. We just said we were going to extend it a week since we were doing the video podcast last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. We were too busy. You're right.
Because we said it at the end. But did you get that video out, Leonard?
Not yet. Okay, I'm a slacker. I'm sorry. I haven't got the video out.
So. God, Leonard, you're worse than me.
I know. Well, I had to travel. I have to go with my family.
Oh, sure. Blame it all on your mother.
Uh-huh. It's my mom's fault.
It's always the mom's fault.
My mom ate my assignment. Yeah, it's you know, it's just really busy right lately. So, yeah, I'm going to work on it. I'm going to work on it this week. I promise. Mm-hmm. I promise I do. And you guys are going to see the nice pictures and videos of our guest, Daniel and Hans. Anyway, okay. What else do we have?
So did you say who won it?
Who won it? Who won? The winner of... what did he win? Hold on.
The signed Amber Benson book,
The signed Death's Amber Daughter. Benson book, Death's Daughter, is Zach. Zachary from... I guess he's from Canada, right?
Is that my arch nemesis, Zach?
I think this is Zach from Canada. So yeah, congratulations, Zach. Okay, so he did write something here. He says, "Here's a terrible poem about Buffy that I'm writing on the spot." Okay, he's gonna take a hit on it. Okay, for some strange reason, I like Buffy, even though the dialogue can be stuffy. Oh God, Zach. The stories often naff, is that right? Season 4 is a car crash, but for some reason, I really like Buffy. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Anyway, ha, says Zach. So thank you, Zach, for your entry.
Can you write that as a haiku? You didn't get that?
Is that... this is not a haiku. It doesn't even look like a haiku. It's really long, longer than a haiku.
Whatever.
Anyway,
Zach, thank you. Thank you for entering and congratulations.
Congratulations. You get the signed book by Amber Benson. Okay, you guys, I didn't send in your entries.
Do you want Zach going to sign 8x10 of me to come along with the book? We'll ship it out too.
you better.
Zach, I'm just giving you a hard time.
Okay. What else do we have? What else do we have? Well, I guess we can close the show. It's going to be a really short show because I know you have to do some more videos from what is it? For Hot Ethnic Men.
Hot Ethnic Men. Actually, I got a video compressing right now. My hard drive crashed.
Oh,
so
no.
I was able to dig the last two videos I've done off of it. And the work I've done, and I got it all loaded on another hard drive. Everything else, I don't know. The hard drive, you can get it, keep it up for a little bit, but as soon as it starts getting hot, it shuts down. So, we'll see if I'll be able to get the rest of it off.
That should still be under warranty, right? Because I don't think it's going to be. That's at least 3 years or 5 years, right?
I don't know. I've had that drive probably 4 years now, five.
I'll forget it.
So I think it's. So.
Mm-hmm. Get a Drobo.
It's the first. Yeah, that's my second afford one. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the first hard drive, and it got beat around because it was the one that I used at school too. Because my other terabyte drive was full, so I started using this one, and it was a little bit faster because it had FireWire. So.
Oh, FireWire's good. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Okay, let's go to comments. Let's have some comments.
We got some comments.
Yeah, we do. It's on the website.
Good comments.
If I can go back, because we haven't gone through. Lots of...
While you're getting all that together, I can tell a funny story.
Okay, go ahead. What?
All right. Earlier today, I was running around trying to get some stuff done, and I knew I had to come home and work on the computer, so I was like, okay. So I came home, let Buddy out, did the whole thing, changed clothes, put on, you know, and I said, hey, go pick up my dry cleaning, and I grabbed something to eat and would come back. So, of course, in Houston, it's been raining nonstop pretty much all day long here.
Yeah.
For everybody that lives outside of Houston. So, I put on my jeans that I wore this yesterday, you know, because they were just laying out. And there was nothing wrong with them. I just slid them back on. Mm-hmm. But they're low-cut jeans. They're those low-rise jeans that Will, that my friend Will bought me and mm-hmm. gave me as a present. So I put them on, and they're kind of tight anyhow. So I was like, okay, I didn't put a belt on. So here I am walking across from where I park at the back of the complex up to my apartment, which is at the front of the complex. And I'm sashaying up there. I got the dry cleaning in one hand, my soda and my bag of food and the umbrella kind of in the other hand, and I'm cutting across the parking lot, and these damn things fall.
Oh, no. Everything fell?
And there I stand in the rain.
Oh, God.
With my pants down to my knees, just like, oh, what the hell?
Oh, my God, Ray.
So I set my food down, laid the umbrella down, pulled them back up over my big fat ass, grabbed my stuff, and came sashaying on up in the house and was praying that nobody saw me. I didn't hear anybody laughing their ass off or pointing or sound like they were taking pictures. So,
isn't that a good sign that you're losing weight?
No, that was no sign of me losing weight. That was all about me.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. That would have been classic. I wish I was there with taking a video or something.
So,
that'd be awesome. But anyway, okay. We have some comments here. Okay. So, comment from Jeff from where is he? Oh, Jeff from well, he used to be from Vermont, but now he's in New York. Great interview with Jeff. The Gay World Series looks like loads of fun. Wish I was there. Yeah, he was talking about the NAGA Gay World Series video that he made last a few months ago. Yeah. Oh, these are old ones. We haven't gone through the comments. Okay, from PJ. Episode 285, bearbuzz.net and Gay Days, Surrogate Bears. I was talking about, remember we were talking about Surrogate, the movie with with Bruce Willis?
Surrogate.
And he kind of said, he kind of liked the idea of Venice Cub as a surrogate, you know. One big bear porn star running around, you know, screwing people in bear runs.
And, oh, wait a minute. Never mind.
What? Yeah, it's just funny having a Venice Cup surrogate. Okay, so next is from Shannon. Shannon joined us. It was about Bears on the Run, episode 286 with Bears on the Run at picnicstudio.com. And Shannon, our friend Shannon from B-Talk, joined us. And he said, I shouldn't lay in bed and talk to you guys. I sound like I'm drunk. Yeah, he did. He didn't sound like a drunk.
You've been hitting the sake tonight.
No, I maybe he did sound drunk a little, maybe. Yeah, so thanks, Shannon. Next time, lie down again. We'll see it if you're... Maybe he could lie down nude in bed while podcasting with us. That'd be good. Okay, next is Kyle. Ooh.
Which Kyle?
Your Kyle.
Why are you stiffing your underarms?
Oh, yeah. It's kind of sweaty. Wait.
Oh my God! He just did the Molly Shannon thing where he stuck his fingers up under his armpits and put them out and sniffed them.
I did. No, not too much. Just one finger. Just one.
Stick it up your butt and do it, man. Just stick it up your butt.
Yeah.
Do your butt.
I forgot there. I'm on video. You can see me. Damn it! I can see. You can't see you. Okay. So Kyle said, "Ray, thank you for the surprise birthday party. I really appreciated it. Also, thanks for giving me my birthday paddling on the spanking bench."
Well, that was a long time ago.
I know, that's right. He just commented a little later. So, yeah, it was during the interview with Amber Benson. So, episode 283. Okay, so, yeah, that's pretty much the comments we got. And some Facebook friends, that new Facebook friends that I got. And some MySpace comments also. But anyway, so that's it for now. That's all I have, right? What are you going to do this week? Weren't you planning to watch a movie this week?
If I can, I want to go try to see Vampire's Assistant.
Oh, that's right.
And at some point, I got to go sneak in and see Paranormal.
You have to watch it on the weekend during the afternoon, I'm telling you.
Yeah, sometimes I had to go during the day because it's kind of it messes it. It's slow.
No, yeah. You can go watch that and then go to watch Vampire's Assistant. You know, Vampire's Assistant is it's got John C. Reilly. I kind of like John C. Reilly in his younger days, I guess. He was a little chubby. He was a little stocky, beefy guy. He lost a lot of weight now, but he still looks good. But he looked better before. I remember him in Perfect Storm, and he was, if you remember the movie, the based on a true story, Perfect Storm, and they were in Maine. And he was one of
I think that was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. And one of the boaters there was played by John C. Reilly, and he was a full bearded bear, and yeah, he was a fisherman. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, John C. Reilly on Vampire's Assistant. I don't know if it's going to be good. What have you heard about it? Any reviews that you've read about it?
I didn't look that much into it. I just thought it was a cute little movie, you know.
Yeah. So. Another vampire
of course,
movie.
Yeah, you know, everybody's waiting for the 20th of November. So.
Oh, that's the moon?
The new moon.
New moon? Yeah.
Yes.
Did you read all the books? I didn't read the books.
Yes, I've read all the books. Hmm. Actually, I need to get the other one out, start the new moon, and start rereading it. That's the kind of the boring one, though, because it's all about Bella being depressed the entire fucking book.
Oh, really? Okay.
Oh, my God, Edward's not here. I'm going to die. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Edward's not here. And you have pretty beautiful Tyler Laurent sitting right there, just gorgeous, muscular, smooth, hot young man, and she's all worried about Edward.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
Bella.
So November 20th, okay. So we'll look forward to that. Maybe I'll be in town that weekend, so I'll be able to watch it probably. So,
yep.
Yeah. Okay, so we better wrap this up. Wow. It's a good show. Thank you. Lots of stuff we got covered. So everybody out there, don't forget to call us. Okay, call us about.
Oh wait! We forgot to talk about one thing.
What is it?
Heroes.
Oh, Heroes this evening. Oh my God! Oh, you just reminded me.
Spoiler alert!
Go ahead.
So, Maynard, do you, when you and Mike are going at it, do you imagine that it's Greg Grunberg on top of Greg Grunberg?
When I am with Mike, I imagine Mike, okay?
Right, Mike. You know he's just saying that because he's on the air.
Quick save there. But yeah, he is fucking hot. I was disappointed he was wearing a shirt. You know, when they were flashing him. He was,
I know, they're between him and Sala. Sala was half naked.
Yeah, he was shirtless, and he was not. He should have been shirtless, too. Oh, my God.
Exactly. Well, they didn't want man boobs all over the screen. They don't want to scare the people off.
Oh no, it won't scare me at all.
Some people can't handle the man boob.
Yeah, I might probably lick the screen. I'll lick at my TV.
Probably.
Oh, my God. So, put it on pause.
I could have seen it now. Man would be like, "Oh my God!" Squirt.
I'll
that
be
that wide screen would be splattered.
I'll be rewinding that many times. I'll try to.
Although I must say, and I tweeted about it a little while ago when the show was going, I was like, you know what? I used to think Milo was the hot one, but I'm starting to think that Quinto is the hot one now.
Really?
Just you know, just from his range of acting, and you know, so.
Well, Milo's not there this episode.
He's there. He's just, you know, they kind of run his storyline and they run some other stuff. So
yeah.
And that thing with that little kid. Well, this is a big spoiler. When the kid got killed, I was about ready to beat somebody.
Oh yeah, I feel so bad about it too.
I mean, it's very, you know. So, and of course, I thought they were going to kill the lesbian off tonight because it's like, oh yeah, it's a gay character. Let's kill him.
Yeah, it's kind of a. Was that how Matthew Shepard was killed before? The same way?
No, he was tied up to a fence post and tortured.
Oh, that's right. It was somebody else that was dragged.
Well, there's a black guy here in East Texas that got dragged behind a truck, if I remember correctly. So I remember about 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah, somebody was
dragged. It is a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Either it's either racism or homophobia. So
yeah,
it's really sad.
It is a racism thing on that one, I think.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, wow, We're ending on a sad note. Oh my God, I'm sorry, guys. Sorry, everyone.
That's okay. Every episode cannot be a happy episode.
Yeah, it's got to be so.
But we're happy that Zach won Death's Daughter, signed version of Death's Daughter. So.
A signed copy of Death's Daughter. Congratulations, Zach. Okay, so, if you have any comments, send your emails to nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or ray@bearpodcast.com.
Or call the voicemail line.
At 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, call us. Wolf. Yes, and call us about the magazine. About a magazine, sorry. The gold membership card that you can receive, that you can sign up for. It's, lots of discounts, subscriptions and everything for $95 before December 31st. Okay, it is important. You guys, please send your voicemails and please do ask a question to Steve, because we're going to have him in the show sometime next week or within the in a future episode until we get all these feedbacks from you guys. And please do. And I will stress it, really. Call the voicemail line, 206-222-BEAR. And visit the website. Post your comments there at bearpodcast.com. Subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And that's it. So, what are we going to do?
Yeah, check out Hot Ethnic Man.
HotEthnicMan.com. That's right. Don't forget to visit Ray's website, his educational website, should I say?
It's educational.
Yeah. Okay, thank you everyone for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many whoops and many hugs. Wolf,